Recorded Books presents The Arrival, Annihilation, Book 1, by Joshua T. Calvert, narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Clarke's Third Law, Arthur C. Clarke, 1917-2008. Prologue, Annihilation.
"Ellery Malacca!"
shouted Nikos good-humoredly to his friend as he came running up the stairs of the subway. Patroklos pushed his glasses a little lower on his nose, as if he had to see without breaking his line of sight, to be sure his eyes weren't playing tricks on him. Then he grinned broadly.
"Yasufile!"
They hugged and laughed boisterously as people streamed past them. "Nice to finally see you again." Nikos pointed to the Stavrokori Cafe across from the small green space that separated the exit to the subway from the small one-way street. Cafes and taverns lined the opposite side of the street, joining with wide seating areas between houses and the sidewalk. It almost seemed as if half the city was on its feet, as demonstrated by the crowded tables. Heating mantles glowed red, chasing away the cold winter air of the Greek capital. "How was the Philippines?"
"Fantastic. It was warm, there were no hurricanes, and the dives were fantastic,"
Patroklos enthused, punching his friend in the side so hard that Nikos's leather jacket creaked. "But the women took first place. Panagia mu.
You might as well tell that to the Perea."
Nikos laughed, and together they walked across the street toward the cafe. Their friends, Maria, Kostas, and Evangelia, were seated at one of the outside tables, separated from the pavement by a small railing of reeds. They appeared to be engrossed in an animated discussion about the current government and did not notice the new arrivals. For New Year's Eve, there were only 3 hours left until the new year. The air was very clear and the sky astonishingly cloudless. Nikos had left work early so as not to miss a minute with his best friend. The 3 weeks had seemed like an eternity to him.
"Hey, there's our big traveling stallion,"
Maria called out good-humoredly when she spotted Patroklos. She tossed her mane of black hair over her shoulder and stubbed out her cigarette before jumping up and hugging him. Kostas, short, roundish, and with sparse hair, came next, then Evangelia, the beauty among them. Once they were all seated and the noise of loud conversation had enveloped them like an oral cocoon, they ordered a round of beer and pistachios. Patroklos talked about his vacation in the Philippines, and Nikos loved listening to him as well as watching his friends enjoying the stories, laughing boisterously and having a good time. The Nea Unia district was no longer part of the core area of Athens, but when viewed from the Acropolis, it was still in the middle of the city. Many white-collar middle-class people lived here, the part that was slowly but surely slipping toward the lower class since the Euro crisis. The houses here were not as fine as in the north, but the cafes were cheaper and the people more approachable. Here there were illegal fireworks on New Year's Eve and dancing in the streets as the champagne corks popped. To a tourist, it must have seemed strange that even in times of economic crisis, all the cafes, of which there were plenty, were crowded, but the Greek's favorite hobby was and remained sitting with friends over a frappe or beer. Nico's gaze wandered over the ever-present 5 or 6-story concrete buildings of the street, built to be earthquake-proof and with wide balconies for each party. Families sat on many of them, enjoying the dry weather and that very special atmosphere that only the last hours of an ending year offered.
"Nikos? Nikos!"
"Huh?" he said, turning to his friends. Pistachio shells were scattered on the table, and the second round of beer had just been brought by a visibly stressed waitress who deftly squeezed between the dense rows of seats.
"Patroklos asked how things were going at work,"
Maria said, looking at him expectantly. Nikos raised an eyebrow and looked at Kostas, who was grinning broadly, and Evangelia, who, like Patroklos, seemed genuinely interested. He folded his hands around his beer glass and sighed.
"You really want to know how things are going with Constantina, don't you?"
"Oh-ho,"
Maria hooted, waving her right hand, which held a smoldering cigarette. The other she held in front of her chest as if she was deeply stricken.
"Well, I don't know about you guys, but if he's already bringing it up on his own..."
"You have to admit, hearing about the exit work is more exciting than hearing about your kids wetting their pants and playing with their food,"
Kostas agreed with her, leaning back in his chair to rest the beer glass on his portly belly, cooing contentedly. "Sometimes I hate you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?